To borrow a line from a Buffalo Springfield song, there's something happening here. What it is, ain't exactly clear. Donald Trump is a bombastic, narcissistic man-child. And although I would never vote for him, I do want to thank him. He's creating a seismic shift in the Republican Party and its political platform, and in some respects, it's for the best. Just a few months ago, before Trump entered the race, the Republican presidential candidate's main talking points including tearing up the Iran agreement on day one in office, dismantling Social Security, Medicare, and Obamacare, and making sure that taxes on the wealthiest Americans would not be raised. They were also Bible-thumping, scripture-quoting saints. In short, they were campaigning on the tried and true issues their base has demanded of them for years, and they clamored over each other to see who could appear the most extreme. Enter Donald Trump. He says he would not tear up the Iran deal. He would enforce it. Sounds progressive to me. He does not want to dismantle Social Security or Medicare. He doesn't like Obamacare, but he still wants everyone to have health coverage. To quote him, "You can't let the people in this country, the people without the money and resources, to go without health care," close quote. On CNN, he recently said he would not defund Planned Parenthood, but would instead look at aspects of it and recommend terminating its federally funded abortion procedures. He was reminded that 3% of its funds that go toward abortion services are not drawn from federal sources at all. He wants to raise taxes on some of the wealthiest Americans, and he lies when he says the Holy Bible is his second favorite book. And for all of this, he has climbed to the top of the polls while his rivals congregate in his shadow. And what are their talking points now that the conservative base has abandoned many of them for Trump's? They actually have very few at the moment. They act like deer caught in the headlights. Trump has eviscerated all of his rivals to his supporters' delight, accusing each and every one of them of being career politicians, beholden to their donors, weak, tired, spineless. He has aimed stinging criticism the likes of which the Republican base would not have tolerated just a few months ago. The conservative base and Tea Party have overnight burned many of their bridges, along with the other Republican candidates left standing upon them, whom, until recently, they loyally supported. What happens if Trump doesn't win the Republican nomination? Which one of the charred remains will Republicans then support? We thought we understood the Republican base and its positions. They have forcefully argued them for years, but they seem to have abandoned them for many of Trump's more liberal policies. What gives? What are their principles? I'm reminded of chameleons who take on the colors of whatever object they feel closest to. One thing is certain. The Republican Party that emerges from this campaign will look different than it did just a few months ago. Though some positions will remain unchanged, intolerance of women's rights, the absurd notion of rounding up and deporting millions of immigrants, aggressive and narrow foreign policy, Islamophobia, denying climate change, and resistance to progressive change of any kind, including the use of clean, renewable technologies, which now, by the way, provide 28% of the world's energy needs. As for me, the Democratic Party's experienced seismic shifts of its own.